that, oh, it just happened. They had no control. They just all died. And it's like, no, like in Europe, they were doing, they were already practicing biological warfare in Europe.
Wow.
So you don't practice biological warfare in Europe and then get here and all of a sudden you don't know about biological warfare, right? Like that's what they like us to believe, right? And a lot of historians, they won't make this claim. Like I had a hard time in my graduate program because mm-hmm. I wrote an essay about, no, this was a genocide. This was purposeful. This was intentional. Because we don't have like evidence of the written document saying it was intentional until the 1700s with the Indian blankets, right?
Oh,
and these mm-hmm. blankets, there was a general or something that said, oh, pass, you know, infect them or pass out the blankets, something like that. Mm-hmm. And in history, you can't make arguments unless it's been written, right? Unless mm-hmm. someone right. said, this is what I'm doing. But what I argued was, no, like not everyone's going to write their intentions. You have to go based on circumstantial evidence. Circumstantial evidence, if they went to this town and next thing you know, 90 to 100% of the population died. And then they went to this town and those towns became their allies and they didn't die. It's like, why did this population that wasn't in agreement with the Europeans died, but not this other group of indigenous people that were in agreement with the Europeans? They seem to survive. So there's a lot of cases where you see how it's way too much of a coincidence that these group of people died with smallpox, but not this other group of people, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. I always argue the other people that allied themselves with the Spaniards, because there was a lot of alliances. There's a lot of indigenous people that aligned themselves with the Spaniards. Mm-hmm. Why didn't they die of smallpox to right. the extent that the Mexica did or other indigenous populations? So to me, that's why it's like, no, they were, you know, they were working with the Spanish, or I should say the Spanish were working with them. So they benefited from that alliance. So they weren't going to kill them unless the Mexica and other groups that resisted the Spanish, they were infected at alarming rates. But why? Because it was purposeful, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I always struggled with that because people don't want to call it what it is. Even today, they're like, no, well, it wasn't like that. They just didn't know. And it's like, no, they knew what they were doing. It was a genocide.